Summing up, structure of the human body. The human body has a structural organization based on increasing levels of complexity, ranging from the cell to the organism, passing through the levels of tissues, organs, and systems. All human systems are closely correlated to each other. The four types of tissue. Connective tissue binds together, supports, and protects the three other types of tissues: epithelial, muscular, and nervous tissue. The cells are separated by a gelatinous material, the extracellular matrix, which is composed of the ground substance and fibers. Connective tissue also includes bone and blood. Epithelial tissue may be simple if it is a single layer of cells, or stratified if it is multi-layered. Epithelial tissues provide a protective covering of external surfaces and internal organs and lining of cavities and tubes. Cells in muscular tissue are able to contract, allowing movement. There are three major types of muscular tissue: skeletal, cardiac, and smooth muscle. Cells which are capable of transmitting nervous impulses are called neurons. They are composed of a cellular body containing a nucleus, cytoplasmic protrusions called dendrites, which receive signals from other cells, and the axon, a long, slender projection that can carry nervous impulses over great distances. The human skeleton. The skeletal system supports the body and permits movement. This system is made up of 206 individual bones connected by 68 joints. The appendicular skeleton consists of the bones of the limbs, the hips, shoulder blades, and the collarbones, while the axial skeleton is made up of the bones of the cranium, the vertebral column, and the rib cage. Types of bone. Bones may be classified as long, short, flat, or irregular bones depending on their shape. Long bones consist of an epiphysis at each end of the bone, the diaphysis, the central shaft containing the medullary cavity, and the metaphysis situated between them. The periosteum is the sheath that covers the outside of the bone, while the endosteum is a thin membrane that separates the bone from the medullary cavity. The osteogenesis. Osteons are the functional units of compact bone, while spongy bone is formed by trabeculae. Bones grow in both length and width. Bone remodeling generates old bone tissue through the formation of new matrix and the destruction of old matrix. In osteoporosis, destruction outstrips formation. There are different types of joints. A joint is the point where two bones make contact and may be divided into fibrous joints, which are rich in connective tissue and do not permit any movement, for example, cranial bones; cartilaginous joints, in which the bones are separated by cartilage and only a small amount of movement is possible, e.g., the vertebrae; and synovial joints, which have a synovial cavity and permit good mobility, e.g., knee and shoulder. The three types of muscles. The muscular system is made up of three types of muscle tissue: skeletal, striated and voluntary; cardiac, striated and involuntary; and smooth, non-striated and involuntary. Muscles permit movement and also produce heat when they contract, favoring thermal regulation. Muscle fibers and contraction. The units that form skeletal muscles are sarcomeres, made up of thin filaments of actin and thicker filaments of myosin. These filaments are arranged together into myofibrils, which in turn form muscle fibers covered by a membrane called sacrolemma. Muscular contraction occurs when thin filaments slide between the thick filaments. In skeletal muscle, contractions are regulated by calcium ions and two organic molecules, troponin and tropomyosin. A motor unit is a single motor neuron and all the muscle fibers it innervates.